1-800-242-2. Bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. Your calls are the primary element if you make them, and so we'll start things out. In moments here, just want to welcome a brand new affiliate. Well, sort of. It's WVNA in Florence, Alabama. They've been on with us for years, but they've added an FM side now. It was 1590, and now it's 1590 and 101.1 on in Florence, Alabama. So welcome. They flipped it on over the weekend or something like that. So welcome to all of our Florence FM listeners. By the way, you can get the full list of all of our affiliates at affiliates.freetalklive.com. And if you are listening in an area, well, perhaps on the Internet, where you aren't actually able to get us on the radio, you can go to localfac.freetalklive.com to learn how to help us get on your local talk stations. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. All right, right to your phone calls. We go to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm a radio broadcasting student, so maybe I can get you guys on the radio up here in Canada.
It would be an interesting trick. I mean, it's possible. There are some shows that originate from the United States that do air in Canada, more general interest shows like a Dr. Laura or something like that, whereas most of the American political shows, there's no reason to put those on in Canada. However, Free Talk Live isn't a political show. It's a show, it's kind of an open phones panel discussion that focuses more on issues and ideas than anything else. Obviously, we are originating from the U.S., but I think that you could get a Canadian talk program director to take a serious look at Free Talk Live.
Well, possibly, but that's not really the issue I wanted to call tonight. I listen very closely to guys like Gerald Celente and Lindsay Williams whenever they're on a radio program. I try to listen to them as much as I can.
I'm not familiar with who those people are.
Well, Gerald Celente is a trans researcher, and he's quite frankly, he's never known to be wrong with any of his trans forecasts. He's economic trans, social trans, and whatnot. And
that's quite a claim.
Williams, pardon me?
That's quite a claim.
Yeah, and he's never been wrong. He predicted ever since 1980, he's predicted every economic fall. He's predicted economic trends.
Yes, this guy.
Pardon?
I've heard about this guy. He's been doing this for 20-some-odd years, and he has always been accurate.
Yes, he has, and he's predicting that things aren't looking too good for this year. And also, Lindsay Williams, who I guess you could say is a New World Order insider. He was an insider. He worked with the global elite for quite a number of years, and they're both saying that there's likely going to be food shortages and the economic collapse this year that is likely going to trigger some civil unrest. Well, the message I got to give to the people is that no matter what happens, people can't riot. It plays right into the hands of the New World Order.
I don't know much about the New World Order. I know there are men and women in search of power around the world. I'm not sure who they all hang out with and what circles they travel in. But I do know there are people in search of power, and they can cause some real trouble in that particular quest. As far as what you're saying, I think you're right on. I mean, rioting is not going to help anybody with anything. So I think your advice is correct.
How are you possibly going to stop food riots? I mean, people are going to be starving. They won't be able to get a job anywhere. They're going to be sitting there.
People have been predicting this for a long time, these food shortages, right, and they don't ever come to fruition. Well, and I have to say, I trust the black marketplace to bring me my damn food.
Economically, there isn't going to be a food shortage. There's going to be food's going to cost more money. And the United States of America, being the most affluent country on the planet, is going to do fine because all they're going to do is divert food that would go elsewhere in the world and where they likely will have riots and all this other stuff, and they'll bring it here.
Well, hopefully that hopefully there isn't any civil unrest, because that's one thing we do not need. So,
well, thank you for that. And any other thoughts tonight?
Any other thoughts tonight? Not really, but I'll try to think of something. I'll call
them
in the morning.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Whenever somebody says he's never been wrong, I immediately question, what?
Ask his wife.
Let's continue. Talk to Dan in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Mark. We missed you there yesterday, Mark.
Yeah, Sam's here with us tonight.
Keep the world safe.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, what I wanted to talk to you about, I recently found out that that strong liquor and all that, you know, the real deal booze,
okay,
is only sold in liquor stores there in New Hampshire.
Government-run liquor stores, as a matter of fact.
That just makes me cringe thinking about that, sir.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, I'm not going to be in Indiana for much longer. I am heading for this free state and everything.
Oh, excellent.
2 weeks and counting, I guess.
Wow, that's that'll come up before you know it. That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, what I wanted to do, and I wanted to ask you, I guess you've been past some of these liquor stores, and I had a question regarding
I went
that,
into one of them one time just to see what it was like.
I've never been in one.
Are they usually on a street where it's a, where there's like a public sidewalk there?
I don't think there's any usually anything. They're everywhere. Some of them are off the sides of the actual interstate. Some of them, literally, you know how there's some interstates or some state roads where you can only get off at the selected areas, and then there's the rest stop, and then there's a gas station.
All it is really a pit stop on the interstate. It's not even a town. You can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Right. They have liquor stores that are just right off the interstate, and then they just also have them all over the place in any pretty much any fairly large town.
I've been to two, and they both had private sidewalks, private parking lots, and they were not near a public street.
Oh, geez. The reason why I'm asking that is because I plan on protesting. I mean, as soon as I want to help out some other people with some things up there, of course, but I want to schedule something that doesn't coincide with what other folks have got going on. But I want to basically, I know you guys think this is nuts, but it's worked for me here, even in this slave pit of Indiana. I want to dress up as this gigantic bottle of hooch and stand in front of there and do it by myself if nobody joins in. But, definitely would welcome other people to help me out.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a protest that's long overdue. I don't believe anybody has picked up the mantle of fighting the state liquor monopoly here in the so-called free state or the soon-to-be free state. I think it's a great idea.
Wait, Dan, if people see a bottle of hooch on the side of the sidewalk, what's the message?
Well, you're going to have presumably you'd have a sign or a sandwich board or something like that.
That's why I would like some people to help me out with that,
right,
as far as showing up with holding the signs. I haven't got all the details worked out, but I have dressed up in costume here in Evansville, and I've gotten some really good press and stuff. I dressed up as a gigantic cigarette back in 1998 to protest a smoking ban that they were going to have. I think
street theater is great. I think costumes are great.
Maybe we can get Dave Ridley to come out in the Wookiee costume.
Right. Dave has an awesome Wookiee costume that he was wearing, and he did it most recently to support, I think he did a Fiji Wookiee, and he also did a Ron Paul Rebel Alliance Wookiee, and it was just brilliant. And, of course, people really get excited when they drive by and they see something like that. It's much more of, it stands out a lot more than the average protest. And if I might make a suggestion, I remember when I was down living in Sarasota, down in Florida, if there was a protest, it would pretty much just be me. From time to time, I'd be able to get maybe one other person out to be with me at different times throughout the day. So it's going to be really different here. You're going to throw out that idea. Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, hundreds, thousands of liberty-minded people all moving to New Hampshire and getting active. There's a lot going on up here. But basically, you throw out the idea on the forums. And people, you tell them when you want to do it, what your plan is, when you want them to show up, and people will show up. And some will bring their own signs, but if I might make a suggestion, it's a really good idea for you to make extra signs. Come and be ready for people to just show up and just, if they want a sign, you hand them the sign, and then they don't have to go through the process of actually taking the time out of their own schedule to make the sign. All they have to do is schedule to show up at your protest. And since it's your protest, if you're making your signs, you get to select the messages that are on the signs as well.
Yeah.
So it's a real easy way to get activists to just show up and kind of plug in to what it is that you've created there. So if I might make that suggestion.
Yeah, and to the naysayers that said, no, you can't do it. I'm the kind of guy who's like, well, just watch me. But that protest that I had, I got on the front page of the Evansville Courier, which is, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the paper, but we got back in the day, they had a daily circulation of 150,000 plus, and I got onto the front page, gentlemen.
It's not too shabby, and we already
have many guys in cigarette outfits running around Evansville that day.
Well, and we already have a news release list. Freekeen.com is the local blog site here in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm not sure exactly where I think you are planning on looking at Keene as a potential move to. But I've already got a news release list, so if you write up a press release, send it over to me, I'll plug it into the news release list, and we'll let them know in advance that you're going to be there. And who knows, they'll probably send somebody out to cover. Thanks, Dan, and good luck with your travels.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. More people moving to New Hampshire. It just keeps getting more exciting as the weeks go on. You can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute. designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Number again, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. Free for you. Going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com.
Speaking of SACL CAI, they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, it's Dan in Kentucky. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to play a short game where I say a, state a quote, and then I want you to guess who said it without looking at Google.
Okay.
Okay, so the quote is, great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds.
Don't know.
Great spirits have often encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. Gandhi.
Have always. Nope.
No, but I think it's an old, old quote, like a philosopher. I don't know.
All right.
It's Einstein. That's the Albert Einstein. Yeah, well, it's beginning of the century anyway. Okay. Have a good day.
Oh, thank you. That was enlightening. I appreciate that. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave, listening in the People's Republic of Somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Do I understand you guys have the liquor store is like in Ontario?
I don't know much about Ontario, but yes, Canada. I was in Ontario, Toronto, where they do have the state-run liquor stores. Yes, it's exactly like that in New Hampshire, except I think that, no, correction. In Ontario, you cannot purchase beer and wine anywhere but the state-run liquor stores, whereas in New Hampshire, you can purchase beer and wine in grocery stores and convenience stores. So I was shocked when I was in Toronto, went into a convenience store, and they didn't have any six-pack. Packs of beer. It was just so bizarre. So yes, there is a difference, but it's the liquor, the hard liquor is completely state controlled inside New Hampshire.
Okay, well, before my browser crashed a second ago, I was searching online for the New Hampshire Liquor Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all the stores on a map there and everything, and they also had price list of all the wines. So the price is the same throughout the state.
I presume.
Yes.
Like in Michigan.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just, yeah, and you can't get Boone's Farm there? Or
I don't know. I've been in the store one time just to see what it was like, and there's a large selection. I mean, they've got a lot of liquor there. I don't know what's available and what's not, though.
But you say you can't buy wine at a grocery store or a gas station or whatever?
I don't think you can buy Mad Dog 2020, but I think you can buy...
You can get, at a gas station, you can get the wine coolers and beer. I've seen those.
Right.
I can't say that I pay a lot of attention.
Oh, man. You're telling me if I move to New Hampshire, I can't get Boone's Farm?
I don't know, dude. Call the liquor store and ask them. if you want, you can always go down to Massachusetts, cross the border, and go to a privately run liquor store.
And in fact, because of the budget cuts, they're considering closing 12 of these stores, which sounds kind of strange to me on its face. Why would you be running a store that's not profitable? I guess the government doesn't have to worry about such things.
They're not very good at this
stuff. Trivial.
I think this is a great issue, though. I think that having activists come here and getting active on the alcohol freedom issue, the alcohol freedom front, is a really good one. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would like to see some competition in the liquor world. It's just that who's willing to stand up for it?
I wouldn't, because the BATF really goes to the guys with guns pretty quickly.
Well, it's not going to be the BATF. It's going to be the New Hampshire Liquor Commission or whoever it is. If you, for instance, were to set up some kind of protest where you decided to sell a bottle of liquor without state approval, that would get you into some pretty hot water pretty fast. But at the same time, it'd be a great protest. Huh?
You still there?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, okay. I remember back in the day you guys used to run ads for the Free State Project. What will it take for you to move to New Hampshire?
Yes, sir.
You know, like if Hillary became president or whatever. Where do I find that on the web? You still have that program going on?
You go to freestateproject.org, and you can go to join or sign up, or I'm not sure what the link says, but essentially you sign
right
the statement
top.
Of intent. Yeah, it's right at the top of the page. And then there are different things that you can customize there as far as the parameters that would trigger your move to New Hampshire.
So I could sign up, and my statement of intent would be I'd move there once y'all straighten out these people so I can get a bottle of wine.
I don't think that's the intention of the project, dude.
It's not really the idea. The idea isn't to move here in order to be free. The idea is to move here in order to make it free for your children.
Create
and,
freedom.
The rest of the world. If you want to be free, buy a sailboat.
We're looking for people that are willing to be activists,
That blew me away. Especially that it's a live free or die state. How the hell did that ever happen?
Well, they stamp it on every license plate.
Yeah, that's just the license plate, man. The Maine was the flashpoint for prohibition, and we're right next door. So, you know, it's taking a little longer to pop the rivets on all that.
I think that nobody has ever claimed on this show that New Hampshire is a free place. There are a lot of problems here, and there are things that are, that will be less free for you when you move from where you're coming. For instance, the marijuana laws here are pretty draconian compared to some of the other states around the country. So if I were looking for more freedom to just get high, I could go and move to Colorado or California or something like that. But I'm looking to, like you were saying, Sam, to create a free place, to work together with other like-minded individuals to move toward that eventual destination. And that's why I'm here, and I feel great about being here. I don't focus on all the negativity about what the government in New Hampshire is doing. I focus on where it is we're going, and that is to the voluntary society.
You guys get that knocked out for
good question. We'll get to it in a moment. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Mark, you've got an update on that, don't you?
Yeah, the seatbelt law, I'm afraid, has at this point passed the House. Now, we killed it in the Senate 2 years ago. Dennis Goddard is of the opinion that we can kill it in the Senate again, but and you know, this is all according to his plan. He believes that you should pass laws in the House and you should stop them in the Senate. And so hopefully we can stop it in the Senate, but I was kind of hoping that the House wouldn't pass it, but there's
would have been nice.
$3 million for the state extra right now, and you know they're not going to be able to collect as much. Property taxes are down and all that other stuff. So
money, money, money.
Yep, it's all about stealing money from you.
You know, I want to point out one of the local politicians here, Cynthia, that is hosts the show Talk Back that Ian and I call into on Saturday mornings.
You can listen to those archives at freekeen.com.
You can. She has made the analogy of the free staters are kind of like children, like small children who go out there and tempt their parents and push the boundaries. And she's given the example of like the Andrew Carroll protest, where he publicized beforehand that he was going to break the law and went out and broke the law. And
she doesn't like that.
Yeah, so it really gets under her skin, and she believes we're acting like small children. But really, look at the seatbelt law. How many times this is such a blatant issue when it comes to freedom and your ability to choose what's best for you, to choose if you want to buckle up, which I think is a pretty smart thing to do, or whether you want to take the risk. And
I can understand the analogy that she's making. Children are constantly testing the boundaries of their parents because they need to practice at being free. They need to practice at being adults. They need to practice at making decisions for themselves.
But who's coming back year after year after year proposing the same bad legislation until they wear down enough people to where enough people aren't coming out to take time off work and fight this kind of nonsense?
More coming up here. You can dial in. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements.
Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
800-259-9231. Now then, we were talking a moment ago about the seatbelt ban that they're looking at, or the seatbelt legislation they're looking at passing here in New Hampshire. It comes up every other year because I guess you can only resubmit a bill every 2 years or something like that. So it comes up every other year, and these statists, these nanny statists, are constantly trying to get this thing passed, number one, so they can get millions of dollars from the federal government, from, you know, federal handout program.
3.2.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's also, and on top of that money, there's also all of the money for the state in fines that they'll be handing out to people who aren't wearing their seatbelts. So there's some real serious cash here that they're looking at bringing in. So they're motivated to go ahead and pass this. So despite the fact that this is the so-called live free or die state, there are a whole lot of people that believe they know what's best for you and they have no problem forcing it down your throat. Of course, we just reported, or Mark, you just told us that today it did pass the state house.
Correct.
Which means it's going on to the Senate. And you were touching base with Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance there during the break. What did you learn about what's coming next year?
Well, there is a Senate committee that's going to be, you know, had, and likely,
is
I don't
that
know.
Public?
It will be public, yeah, and it'll be after March the 11th, so, you know, it's a ways off, but mm-hmm. not too far. and then the Senate will vote on it one way or the other. I imagine that the Senate has the committee has to decide whether it ought to pass or inexpedient to legislate there also. So it could be stopped in the committee, and or it could happen like the last time, as on the floor of the Senate by one vote.
So we'll see what goes down, but the fight is not over yet. You could, for instance, go to the Senate. I mean, again, I'm talking about activist options here. You could go to the Senate committee. You could make a speech. In fact, you could have a petition. I know that, Mark, you did actually appear in front of the House committee, and you pledged that if this passed, that you would no longer wear your seatbelt, that
right.
You are someone who does wear his seatbelt, but if this were to pass and it were to become a mandate, then you would no longer do it in protest.
They don't care.
Well, I wonder if it would be interesting if you had a petition of, 50 or 100 people that also said, yes, if this passes, I will also no longer wear a seatbelt. And maybe that way you could come in there and say, well, here are all these people that are also going to not wear a seatbelt. Indeed, if it does get through the Senate and it is signed into law by the governor, then I think it would be a perfect opportunity for a mass civil disobedience where you set up an event and 10, 20, 30 cars drive by the police station or drive around the police parking lot with no one wearing seatbelts on, publicize it in advance.
One problem with that is they are not setting up this in this law. It's not set up as a primary reason for them to stop.
Yes, it is.
In this
it
law,
is.
This is a primary seatbelt stop.
No, the lady testified at the end that it wasn't.
Whoever testified is wrong.
The sponsor of the bill.
I'm sorry. It's a primary. You must have. I'm. You
she got up because I've made that point when I spoke before these people, and she came up right after and said, "Look, this is not something we're going to pull people over. This is only if you're stopped for some other reason and you're not wearing your seatbelt that you would get a ticket for it." Because I gave the example of the guy who was pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. There's a YouTube video out there. The cop was being a jerk. The guy was not being as friendly as he could, and it escalated. They got out of the car. He picked up a shovel, and I think the guy shot him.
So now we are debating here whether or not this is a primary offense. You're right, Sam. If it's not primary, then that protest would be useless.
Wouldn't work, yeah.
So we will see what happens here. I'll bring you the
updates.
I don't
know that it would work anyway because the legislatures are,
what do they care? It doesn't affect them.
It doesn't affect them. It's not like the heads of the SS had to watch the Jews be gassed or anything like that. They just sent down the orders.
Well, I'm just saying, if it does go through, then if it is a primary offense, it could be a nice protest. Yep. Like, immediately, okay, the day after this goes into legislation or goes into law, then...
It would be a nice protest if we had 50 people that were willing to do that.
Which we don't.
And they refused to pay.
Well, that's what I meant, yes. If they were to get the tickets and every single one of them were to just say, screw you,
nope.
Basically, that would be awesome. And we're getting to that point. More and more people
definitely.
Are moving, and more of them are becoming willing. As each new instance of civil disobedience occurs, each new instance of non-cooperation occurs, and we see what happens, what the results are of them. And we're going to see coming up here what Andrew Carroll's marijuana civil disobedience will be resulting in on the 3rd of March. When we see more of these results, it empowers others to do the same. It empowers others to take that next step to non-cooperation. Nobody here is saying you should go all the way, to jump in the deep end, to completely non-cooperate, to completely be disobedient. Take little bits, take little steps, little baby steps, and learn from the experiences of others at the same time. And that's what we're seeing happen. As more people get here, it's encouraging more people to come and get active. And I think that's good.
And the events are getting more sophisticated, better planned and better put together and better thought out.
More people are turning out at these events as
yes.
well. So it's really starting to – this is going to have to speak to some of these government bureaucrats. I mean, for instance, when Andrew Carroll, the marijuana disobedient here in Keene, recently had his marijuana protest wherein he just simply held a bud of what is alleged to have been marijuana. I guess the police tests have not come back on it yet. But he allegedly held a bud of marijuana in his hand in public. There were about 40 people that came out for this. And we're talking about something that happened in the dead of winter. I mean, January 10th, middle of the day on January 10th, people took time off from work or whatever. They drove for an hour and a half from across the state to come here to Keene, New Hampshire, and watch this happen. Hopefully we can have as many people show up to the district court on the morning of his trial. And hopefully a good percentage of them will not stand for the judge. And in that same period of time, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has announced that he's going to be there. He sent a letter to the Keene District Court this week that basically said, hey, I'm coming into your court, and I'm going to keep recording if you tell me to turn the camera off. I'm going to pan the audience, which is something they've told cameramen that they cannot do. And
that is an actual municipal court rule. I found it when I was looking through doing some research.
He's willing to go to jail.
There is a rule that says they cannot pan the cameras, and it's a municipal court rule.
Well, he's willing to go to jail.
All right. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
And he has said that if they try to take Andrew into the secret tribunal room, which is what they did with me, if they try to take him into that secret tribunal room, Dave Ridley will attempt to follow them there. So he'll pick up his camera and attempt to follow them in there.
Go, Dave.
So you're looking at this is going to be a big event. I mean, you've got the Andrew Carroll trial on one hand, and then on the other hand, Dave Ridley doing this civil disobedience there. Sam, you said you're going to be there presumably with your video camera.
Yes.
Because Dave has said he's not going to record when he's in the lobby area. He only wants to test the limits of the internal court area. However, it's possible they'll start some stuff with him in the lobby, and so having more cameras there I think would be a valuable thing.
Yeah, I have no problem filming in the lobby because the judge's authority and his rules extend to the proceedings in the
courtroom.
Well,
you've already gone there twice.
Yeah.
You've been in there twice over the last 3 weeks, and both times they've tried to bully you into turning your camera off, and you have refused, and they haven't arrested you for it.
Isn't it amazing, though? I mean, the political people, what's the number one argument that they tell us voluntarists?
Vote.
Participate, or how do we fix things? Use the system to change the system. So we went in there to this court, and the guy comes up and stands there and tells me to turn the camera off. He gets in my face. I take a step back. He advances forward. He was rather aggressive, and I told him, okay, he told me to turn the camera off. He referenced some rules on the wall that were nowhere to be found on the wall, so I asked him to cite, okay, what is it exactly you're trying to enforce here? He couldn't do that, but he just expected me to comply and turn the camera off.
Right. Work within the system, even though we don't have any idea what that
is. Right. We don't even know our own system.
And when I brought up a constitutional argument, oh, I don't want to discuss that. So work in the system, but we don't want to talk to you about your ideas. It's our way or the highway, Jack.
Yep, that's been my experience. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. And that's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke.
This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
Doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going
to
die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like this show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the program, getting on as many radio stations or around the country as possible, bringing new internet listeners on board as well, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. By the way, the amp-only chat room is back up. We had it down for a couple of days this week due to technical difficulties. I have since rearranged some of the computing things here in the studio, and so the webcam is back online. And you don't have to be an amplifier to use the webcam. You can see that free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And to become an amplifier, just go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Eric is on the line in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, the last couple of days you've been talking about college and its usefulness or lack thereof,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to weigh in as well as answer the question that the gentleman had the other day about, you know, how to get his first million.
By all means, go ahead.
The quick suggestion on that one is I would recommend he read a book by a gentleman named Stephen Covey called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
That's really a pretty good one. Place.
How about Think and Grow Rich? That's supposed to be an excellent one as well.
William Hill.
It's been on my shelf for a long time. I haven't actually read it yet.
I've never heard of that one. I'll have to check that one out.
For somebody completely new, there's a book, Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
That's a decent one.
Pretty good.
The book's pretty good. The Robert Kiyosaki is fraud.
Okay. His ideas, I think, are pretty solid.
I think
context of where to come from the wealthy versus the poor,
mm-hmm.
he draws some great distinctions.
He's been doing a lot of speeches for a long time, and I think that the foundation of that is very good.
Eric, other thoughts for us?
Yeah, well, as far as the college thing goes, I didn't go to college, but I spent the last 3 years doing tech support for a large biotech firm. So I spent many an hour on the phone with PhDs and some in many cases, multiple PhDs. And I will grant them that those guys are some of the smartest people in the world, but it seems like the more schooling they get, the faster their common sense seems to evaporate.
Well, PhDs learn more and more about less and less until they know absolutely everything about almost nothing.
Exactly. That's actually pretty accurate. Yep. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, these guys were, you know, working on cures for diseases and stuff. And the same basic process is what we use to troubleshoot computers. You know, you just, you diagnose, you isolate, and you figure out what's going on. And these guys can't apply, you know, see how to apply those same skills. And for example, I'm sure all of you guys know how to change a password in Windows. You know, the process.
Mark probably does not. Password
is,
in Windows.
It's the same process that it's been since Windows came out 15 years ago or whatever. It's never changed. And yet these guys can never figure it out. They're all, every 3 months, they're calling us, asking us how to change their
password.
Yeah,
you know, I had a friend like that when I was in high school. He was really, really book smart, really brilliant guy. But as far as the street smarts or common sense was concerned, he just didn't have it.
Yeah, it disappeared.
So you said you did not go to college at all, not even a two-year?
No, and that was the other point I wanted to make. The only detraction that it's had for me is I have noticed that for whatever reason, when you're looking for promotion, it hurts you if you don't have that piece of paper. For some reason, upper management thinks that that piece of paper is worth something. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they feel if they went and got it, that I should too.
Is that the case? I mean, are these upper managers also people who went to college? If so, I believe you're absolutely spot on with that. I think it's, you know, sort of the cycle of abuse, like, oh, well, we're better because we went through this process, and so therefore we would rather favor those who have also gone through this process.
Yes, I used to work for Agilent Technologies.
Phone company, right?
Spun out of Hewlett-Packard in 2000. And in that company, you could get a job and work your way up without a college degree, and you could even get into management. You could be a low-level district manager where you had a few employees, but to go beyond that, you really had to – they expected these candidates to have an MBA or something equivalent.
And in the tech industry, it's really interesting because if you look at the leaders of the tech industry, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, these guys didn't finish college. They dropped out of college and went on to become multi-billionaires.
You don't need college when you can create value for people.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So
if you're bringing something that other people are looking for, you're bringing a product or service to the marketplace that people are going to want, then you can make quite a good living.
Right. And where it gets interesting is the people that they bring in under them to manage their business. You know, when they went to hire those people, they figured, well, you know, these guys are going to be running my business for me. I need to get people who have an education. So they hired people with degrees. And then those people with degrees, you know, that's where the cycle of abuse starts. It starts lower.
Hmm.
So your only hope is to, you know, have a product or service that you know that you can take to market and do it yourself.
Well, I think there is something to be said for going back to school, getting an MBA, and really understanding how the fundamentals of a financing statement work and, you know, how to evaluate a business, a new product, something along those lines. And those are skills that, you know, I, having gone to college, didn't get. But if I were to go on to a master's degree, then, yeah, I could gain those skills. And certainly the government paradigm of taxes and all of the regulations and requirements that they have placed on businesses in the United States, those feed into that paradigm and help perpetuate it.
Yeah, because I don't know any of that stuff, and I think I'm pretty decent at running my business.
I'd say so.
Hey, thank you, Eric, for the call and the discussion tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave, listening to WAIS in Athens, Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. In Ohio now, there is pending legislation to legalize marijuana for medical use.
Great. That's great news.
Are you going to get some, Dave?
No.
No, why not?
If it's prescribed, it'll be fine.
I think there's some websites where you can read and learn how to get it prescribed.
Well, yeah, it's usually not hard. I mean, at least out in California, it's not hard to get a prescription.
And listen to this one. Psych doctors prescribe barbiturates, which are 10 times more dangerous than regular drugs and they're legal.
Are there any actual barbiturates on the street? I mean, I remember when I was in DARE class, that was one of the things they had up on the posters or in the material that they would give you. And, you know, of course, there's the uppers, there's the cocaine and the speed, there are the downers, Quaaludes, I guess, are downers, heroin, I think, was considered a downer, yeah, opiates. And then there were barbiturates. What the hell are the barbiturates? Where are they?
I've never had anybody say, hey, you want to buy some barbiturates?
Well, they're going to be street terms. So what
morphine,
would the street...
Is morphine a barbiturate?
That's an opiate.
Well, amphetamine's a speed, I know.
Yeah, that's an upper. I don't think that... Maybe barbiturates is... I don't even remember what it was. I mean, it's so non-existent in the illegal drug world. Why were they even teaching about them?
What am I
missing here? Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Because what they do is they build on the curriculum. So I'm sure in, 1968 or something like that, barbiturates may have been a big thing. They'll still teach kids about angel dust.
Yeah, that's true.
What I was wondering,
Maybe that's a barbiturate.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not sure, but we will continue here, and maybe I'll do a little research and figure out what exactly barbiturates are. All right. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls. Kurt is on the line in Michigan. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kurt.
I hate it here in Michigan. I miss you guys. This is Kurt from Keene.
Oh, what are you doing in Michigan?
Well, the Auburn's mom passed away, so we had to come out here, and we're getting the house cleaned up for sale and whatnot, so... But we do. We miss you guys, and it was good at least to meet Sam once, and haven't met Mark yet. But we've only been in New Hampshire for a little while. And
so
I can tell you,
you're tying up some loose ends, and will this presumably be your last trip in the recent future, near future?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of painting and whatnot here to get the house ready for sale.
This is a common story, by the way. A lot of not the first person to tell a story like this, where you've come to New Hampshire, you've lived here for a few weeks, and then you have to go back home to take care of some other stuff, and it's like living in hell, being away from all of the activists and all of the greatness that that is happening here in New Hampshire, and to go back the stagnant old status place from whence you come.
Absolutely, and I really didn't even like leaving Porkfest when I came up there. After I found out, I said, geez, it's like being in heaven. It really, truly is.
Some people have come to Porcupine Freedom Festival. Some people have come and stayed. They've literally just said, screw it, I'm not going home. I don't know, you're probably calling for a reason, so hang on, we'll bring you back if you'd like after the news. More coming up here. You can bring up what you want, and we'll find out what barbiturates are. I still want to know. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. You, as always, can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke.
This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
Doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.